President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his country will not back down in the face of possible UN sanctions. Now, Iran's just unveiled third-generation centrifuges capable of faster enrichment. This coming a day after UN ambassadors of six world powers met to discuss further penalties against the country. Julien Marcil is a lecturer in geopolitics at University College Dublin. We had him in the program last hour. He says that Iran sending its uranium abroad for further enrichment would be a good way to resolve the disagreement.
I think it's a win-win solution for the West because Iran, as you said, would lose a good part of its low-enriched uranium, so the West would be reassured that Iran cannot build nuclear weapons because they would lose their uranium. And for Iranians, it's also a very good deal because they would get fuel to make their reactor work longer to produce medical isotopes that they need for patients who have cancer, for instance. So it'd be very good for both parties. Whether it's the fairest way, probably not. The fairest way would probably to leave Iran, give them a chance to buy the fuel on the open market, on the world market, if they want to. But the swap deal would be an excellent deal. It would really diffuse the crisis.